that you liked out there tonight?
Well, the zone was good to us. I mean, they just shredded us in the first quarter, and I thought maintain our poise. There's a lot of time left, but it wasn't looking very good. But we got a real lift off the bench. The guys that came in off the bench got us back in the game. They made a great run to start the second quarter, and then really from that point on, I thought the zone was good. I thought Kurt Thomas was unbelievable. He had a great game. I mean, I don't know what the plus minus is going to be, but when he was on the floor, we were really strong. Weezy played very well. Our point guards were great. They had 15 or 16 assists between them. So I thought a lot of individuals played well, but I thought after the first quarter, we played defense well for three quarters, and we hung in pretty well on the road. You know, like you fall behind a lot on the road, sometimes you'll hang your head and just mail it in. We didn't do that. But I thought a lot of individuals, all the bigs played well. Kurt and Weezy were really good. Nick gave us good minutes. Jeff Green was solid. The two point guards were excellent. A lot of individuals played well.
What is it about the zone defense that kind of gets you guys going at both ends?
Well, we got some stops, and Luke was on the floor, and I got the break going. Like, there was a stretch in the second quarter when, after they just scored at will in the first quarter, so we're taking the ball out of bounds every time, so we had no push or no fast break at all. And then they went from that extreme to where they couldn't make a shot. So between the turnovers and not being able to make a shot, that got our fast break going. So it was like, it fed off the zone. Just happened that they were missing shots, and that got us going offensively.
Is this the kind of effort that you hoped for coming off the win in New York?
Well, and we're day to day. I mean, just to build on something is important for us. And this trip's been a difficult trip, and to bounce back. I like when a team can bounce back. We were down a lot of points and not looking very good, and we hung in and bounced back, and we had a lot of people play well, particularly the point guards and the bigs.
Kevin didn't shoot the ball particularly well today, but you were able to get, like you said, strong efforts from Kurt and Wilcox to kind of pick up the slack a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin didn't shoot it well. You're being kind. I mean, he was he couldn't hang on to the ball, and he couldn't shoot it. He had a very, very tough night, but a lot of people picked up the slack. I thought the three bigs were Weezy and Kurt were excellent. I mean, Kurt's looking, he's getting more and more in shape, and now his shot. I mean, the one thing he hadn't been doing, even when he's been playing well, was his shot wasn't there. I mean, if you watch Kurt throughout his career, every time he shoots a pick-and-pop jump shot, you think it's going to go in, and that's what it was tonight. I mean, he gets five more stitches. He gets his lip busted open again. He gets five more stitches. But early on when Allen, I apologize, I can't remember the guy from BC's name, but is it Chris? Thanks. What's his first? Craig. When they were like lighting us up, all of a sudden Kurt started contesting. He got a couple block shots. That really helped us. And the two point guards really got us going. Earl didn't have a particularly good first half. He had an unbelievable third quarter. He was great. And Luke really got us going in the second quarter. So, I mean, those guys ham and egg did really well. I mean, we got great production out of the points, great production out of the bigs. And I thought Jeff helped us. Damian shot the ball well. The other guys, they were playing in the zone. Even some guys who I didn't like the shot selection gave us good defensive minutes in the zone. And, if you hold a team under 90 points, you got a chance to win, even on the road. So that was great.
Has that been the key to your recent stretch of good plays, the solid guard play that you're getting both from Earl and Luke?
Well, I think it's helped a lot. I don't know that it's been the key. I mean, it's been very important. But, I mean, the minutes that those two have given us has been really, really solid. It's just the decision-making. The scoring, the defense. I mean, they're really playing at a very high level, which is great. You know, and we're getting 48 minutes. We're able to keep them fresh, and it's like Luke's getting closer. I don't know. We stretched them a little more tonight, actually, than I wanted to, but the thing about them is they're both real good about it. If the other one's going good, we stretch it out, and they pull for each other. It's a good thing the way those guys are working together right now. Thank you.
It seems like with Luke, he's confident when he's confident with his shot. He seemed tonight, the runners, the floaters, he seemed confident with his shot.
He's been shooting. Make sure you tell us. He's been shooting it the last couple games. I mean, again, to me, Luke is getting back more into Luke's shape. Like, Luke's looking like what you guys have probably seen over the years. Same thing with Kurt Thomas. They were out a long time. I'm not saying it's over and they're going to play this good the whole rest of the way. But, I mean, it's a function of conditioning and getting more minutes, and he's getting his legs under him, and he's got a touch now, and he's playing. When he first came back, his floor game was good, but he couldn't throw the ball in the ocean. He's capable of doing that. that. You know, Kurt, the way he's been shooting is atypical. So, I mean, I just think they're getting more into game shape. They're getting their legs, and now we're seeing more what you would expect to see from Luka now in the time.